Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter back with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, in today's world, it feels like there's a constant barrage of information coming at us from every direction. Our phones are buzzing, our emails are flooding, and social media is, well, let's just say it can be a bit overwhelming, right? Ever scrolled through Instagram for hours only to feel more drained than before? Yeah, I've been there. Today we're diving into the tricky world of social media and how to navigate it without sacrificing your mental well-being. It's not about ditching social media altogether, because, let's be real, that's almost impossible in this day and age, but rather finding a balance that works for you. Think about it like this. Social media is like a massive buffet. There's so much amazing stuff out there. Connecting with friends and family, discovering new ideas, learning about different cultures, but just like at a buffet, you gotta be careful not to overindulge. Too much of anything can leave you feeling bloated and unsatisfied, right? So, how do we find that sweet spot? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap out of social media overload and prioritize your mental health. First things first, awareness is key. Start paying attention to how social media makes you feel. Do you feel energized and connected, or drained and anxious? Are you comparing yourself to others, feeling pressure to live up to unrealistic standards? Once you're aware of the impact social media has on your emotions, you can start making conscious choices about your usage. Next up, set boundaries. You know that feeling when you're scrolling mindlessly for hours? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But setting limits is crucial. Maybe designate specific times for checking social media, or create phone-free zones in your home or during certain activities like meals or conversations. Think of it as giving yourself permission to disconnect and recharge. Thirdly, curate your feed. It's a jungle out there on social media. Be intentional about who you follow. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Surround yourself with content that inspires, motivates, and uplifts you. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume. Fourth, engage mindfully. Instead of just passively scrolling, try actively engaging with the content you see. Leave thoughtful comments, share your own experiences, or start conversations with people who share your interests. This helps create a more meaningful and fulfilling social media experience. Lastly, remember the real world. Social media is just a digital reflection of reality, not the whole story. Don't get so caught up in the online world that you forget to live your life offline. Spend time with loved ones, pursue your hobbies, explore your interests, connect with the world outside your screen. Think about that last time you were scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to others, maybe feeling a little envious or inadequate. That's where it can get tricky, right? You see someone's perfect vacation photos, their seemingly effortless success, or their picture-perfect life, and suddenly you start questioning your own reality. It's easy to fall into that comparison trap, but remember, social media often presents a carefully curated version of people's lives, not the full story. Behind those filtered photos and witty captions, there are real people with real struggles, just like you and me. So, what can we take away from all this? It's all about finding that balance. Be mindful of your social media use, set boundaries, curate your feed, engage thoughtfully, and most importantly, remember, the real world is waiting for you. Go out there, connect with people, chase your dreams, and live a life that's truly fulfilling, both online and offline. Remember, you're in control of your social media experience. Don't let it control you. Make today count. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Leave us a review and join the conversation on our socials. Until next time, stay awesome and keep tapping out of overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.